Hello, Catherine. I'm Xu Tong, a manager at a remote branch of the Federal Department of Widgets. And along with two fellow remote branch managers, Michelle Campbell and Anne Harris, we've been asked to compare and evaluate three cheap and easy to use video camera devices for movie making. As the three of us work in different towns, co-location for this project was not possible. However, we still needed to work together irrespective of our geographical location. So in order to enable more effective teamwork, we selected three online collaborative tools that will help foster our group work online. These three tools were Dropbox, Skype, and Wikispaces, each tool having its disadvantages and advantages. The first tool we chose was Dropbox, and we used Dropbox primarily as a sharing tool rather than a syncing tool. In this context, we could upload our individual reviews and share any resources and references we thought valuable, and upload the completed report into a specifically designated folder. I thought it was a great method for pooling our resources. I found it to be efficient and quick and easy to use. I suppose one of the disadvantages could be space, as it only allows 2 GB of free space and a bonus 250 MB. Overall, I found the 2.25 gigabytes of space efficient for this group work, but if you wanted more space, you could pay for it. The second tool we chose was Skype, as Skype allowed us to bridge that geographical distance and we could discuss and solve issues as they arose and debrief. When using Skype, I thought it was important to have an agenda or outline of the goals ready for a Skype session, as pre-planning helps keep the conversation focused and on topic and for tasks to be completed before moving on to the next. In my opinion, there had to be someone to lead the conversation in order to maximize how much we got done in an allotted time. I felt Skype was a very important tool for communicating effectively rather than through emailing, much cheaper than telephone calls. One of the disadvantages in my experience probably related to internet connection. When there was weak signals, we would often lose somebody and we would lose valuable time waiting for the person to log back on. And in some cases, it wasn't possible. Consequently, we would end the session and had to up another day. Skype can be used in conjunction with other online collaboration tools, and one of these tools was our third collaboration tool, Wikispaces. We used Wikispaces primarily to write and edit our report online. It allowed us to create and manage different pages and track the changes to our report. It was a more effective method of collaborating instead of sending Word documents to each other every time changes were made. Otherwise, we would have ended up with 20 draft reports. The idea was to use Wikispaces as a platform in which multiple users could work in tandem. However, it became tricky when all three of us tried to edit bits of the report at the same time, as we would end up overwriting each other's work. In the end, we decided that each would take turns writing and editing what the other two members dictated. I enjoyed using Wikispaces. I thought it helped develop another type of collaborative skills involving negotiation with others to agree on correctness, meaning, and relevance, and more. This assignment, I felt the three tools fostered a collaborative online environment very well and allowed us to achieve our goal. The standout tool was Skype, as face-to-face communication was important for getting things done, and Wikispaces limited the need for sending Word documents back and forth.